the outside world. It's a dry place tonight. It's a benign and gentle space. And I've got the long lead with me. The long lead that Rocky used to chew and that I left aside. So we're off trundling into the future. Walking the pavements and just to see what'll happen. Heading for the far wall. Yes, this is a nightly, it's hardly a diary really. It's a nightly therapy designed to put the day behind me. Get ready for the night. Empty the mind. Create a bit of space. Get off my arse in front of the laptop where I've been writing and listening, and just come out. And you know what? I can see the moon and the stars. That's the first time in a few nights that I've been able to do that. And the moon is about, it's about 4/5 or 7/8 full. Come on, Rock, let's get a move. Let's get a move. Yeah, so where's the energy coming from now? By the way, I'm just past an enormous stone. I do love stones, large rocks. I was promised one by the builder who built this estate. Must remember to remind them that they owe me a rock. Oh yeah, I have a Rocky, and I'm owed a rock, okay. And he's stopping now. I'm afraid I've been stopped in my tracks while he sniffs. I did actually put the iPhone down to him to see if he would sniff, but okay, I'm going to be nice and facilitative and wait until he's ready to walk on. Oh, what a good life it is sometimes. What a fair wind you can have when the wind dies down and the rain stops falling and everything stops freezing and the water comes back. Evening time. This dog is actually doing a lot of sniffing tonight and I'm not making much progress. And I'm getting a little fed up with this now. I refuse to have a dog rule my life. So come on, Rocky. Come on. Come on. Come on. I'm the master. Come on. I'm the boss. Remember? I am top dog. Yes. Come on. Keep going. Come on. Just keep the old legs going. Oh, you know, I must. I am reminded. I am in out of memory. Out of somewhere comes the information that I got today. That not all dogs lift their rear offside leg to pee. That 1 in 4 do it, lift some other leg. Now there we are, put that in your pipe and smoke it, as my father used to say. I have no development of that thought. Some thoughts are just worth having, you know. They're not all thoughts have to be developed and justified and amplified. And this blooming little creature here, this lovely dog who I'm mad about, is, do you know what? Some nights, tonight he just seems to be curious, sniffing, energetically, having a look around. Come on, come on, come on. That's better. God, I nearly had to yank him. I nearly had to pull the lead a bit stronger around his neck than I liked. I'm not into cruelty to dogs, you know. No, get no pleasure from it, so I avoid it altogether. I'm just a cajoler. A stroller cajoler. Moleskin molar. There we are. Oh, tomfoolery, call it. Tomfoolery. There still is nobody out on the estate at night. Does anybody get out of their house and walk? Meant to be good for you, exercise, you know. Yet none of these people are out here running, strolling. There's nobody on a bicycle cycling up and down. Never mind. What do I care about what other people are doing? Hard enough to care about myself. There we are. I have absolutely no idea what's going to come out of my mouth next. In case you think that I'm thinking what I'm going to say, I'm not. I have a deliberate practice that I'm practicing, which is that it's a sort of an Irish form of an empty mind. It means that I try to surprise myself what comes out. Certainly, if I catch myself thinking, I stop. Now, Rock. Oh, he's gone right up to the wall and he's sniffing. He's getting right in against the wall, but he is not lifting the rear leg. This is the first night that he has not had a wee on the end wall. Right, now. This may have been that wall was... He only wees against the wall once a day, because I did actually take him for a walk earlier today. And he walked all the way to the wall. Then he did a particularly voluminous pee against the wall. And this evening he's done none. What's the study of animal behaviour called? You know, what's animal anthropology? Come on. What is it called? I wonder. Ah, sure. What does it matter what it is anyway? You know, there are lots of things you don't know in life. And it's just good to live with not knowing. The state of not knowing is much bigger than the state of knowing. Somehow or other, Jonathan Swift comes into my head. I wonder. Wish I knew more about his writings, really. There are two people I'd like to know more about. Jonathan Swift and that other guy, Mark Twain. Yeah, those are the two people I'd like to know. Of course, I'll change my mind tomorrow night and think of two other people, but they're the two people I think of right now. Yeah, Jonathan Swift. The world of not knowing and the world of knowing. The law of unequal distribution. Oh, look, shut up, Paul, you're only faffing around. But this is what comes into the head. Now, this GLS van, somebody on this estate works for a company called GLS. Don't know them at all myself. But it's so much easier this evening in the dry air than it was in the very, very damp air of the last few nights. In fact, I remember once being on Carrigarreed Rope Bridge in Northern Ireland, and I'm terrified of heights, and I walked across it, terrified, absolutely. It nearly destroyed me in a kind of a way. And I got to the other side, and then I decided, well, I have to go back. Got no choice. I could see Rathlin Island from this little rocky island, piece of rock on which the rope bridge went to. And I remember standing in the middle of it. The dog, by the way, is absolutely refusing to move along. Come on, Rock, come on. No, I'm no good. I have no influence this evening. And for some reason or other, I was going to tell you something about the experience of standing in the middle of the rope bridge. Just saying to myself, I love this. This is absolutely where I want to be. And discovering that it worked. It worked. All the fear dissipated because I spoke to myself and I said, I love this place. I love being here. Now, all I did was say the words, and the belief followed, or the experience followed. So there we are. Now, I am under a tree here with a dog who is kind of fondling the bottom of the tree, licking it, and I thought he was winding up. Come on! I thought he was winding himself up to pee on it, but he wasn't. This is becoming a very urinal discussion this evening. Come on! Oh dear, I think we have a conscientious objector who likes box hedges. Ah! That's it. He was checking out the neighbourhood in order to find a suitable place to do his business. That's it, you know. Sometimes you have to be unpredictable, you know. I remember reading once that one of the qualities that a good head of an organisation needed was the ability to be unpredictable. Yes. Anyway, there we are. That's another story. Grey bins out. I see these tiny little blue neon lights that indicate that there are alarms on the house. And they're like hangovers from Christmas. Little ones. They seem to be moving around. Perhaps it's me who's moving. Now, I have extended the walk, I must tell you. I've extended the walk this evening because I'm enjoying it so much. Rather than go straight back home, we're going in a little loop. We're going around the oval. Around the oval. How would you go around an oval if you had to go around an oval? Or if you decided to go around an oval? Would you go around it in a clockwise direction or an anti-clockwise direction? Ah, that's, of course, a useless question. But then again, a condition worth cultivating. I wonder if that is a word I could spell. Uselessity. There we are. Oh, we're back past the house with the white stone. The one with the ostrich egg outside. What is the biggest egg, actually? What is the biggest egg laid? Yeah. I wonder, is it really an ostrich egg? Or is there not something bigger than an ostrich egg? Oh dear, what a nice, pleasant thing it is to shuffle along the pavement with a dog. This is his third walk today, so he's having a good life. Yes. Oh yeah. If I could sing, I would sing to you. I did some cooking tonight. I know I'm not here to report on the day, but food came into my mind there. Yeah. Yeah. I cut up some black cardamom seeds with a sharp knife. And I heated them up and I ground them down. I like that phrase, I ground them down. Oh, how many rulers have done that? I ground them down. Okay, let's have a bit of kicking over the traces of... Do you know what? We better not assume that the winter is gone. We better keep our vigilance up. It may yet get fierce cold and snowy and everything. Yes, you're absolutely right. The reason I am not moving along is that the dog has gone straight into a bush with his nose. Long, long time ago, there were two men in a little house that was on top of a ladder. The house was actually a signal box, and this was specially done for Irish television. Jimmy O'Dea and Frank Kelly, I think, were their names. And every night, at 5 to 10, they would talk. And they were more succinct than me. They would probably only talk for 5 minutes. But they were tremendous little pieces. So, look, this is talking within a framework, a box, a container. Boundaries. Yeah, boundaries. They matter, boundaries. Oh, we've come to a stop now beside a stone. Underneath yet another tree. Oh, look. Come on, Rocky. You're getting boring. Come on. So, look. I'm going to say good evening to you. 16 minutes is ridiculously long. And it's time to let you go. Have your life back. It's been a pleasure to share time with you. And just be a parallel human being. I wish you all the very best. Bye-bye.